Hi, welcome to the Way to Eternal Life podcast with John Gill. Prepare your hearts and minds and be inspired as we open the Word of God today with you. Now, here is John Gill. I'd like to send greetings in the name of the Lord. Thank you so much for all the birthday shout outs and everything else that I am just so extremely blessed today. Not because that is my birthday, but because that I am still here. I am still saved. I am still encouraged to go on by the living grace of God. And I want to read you this, these couple of scriptures that I that was on my heart. And one is found in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. And it says, Remember ye not the former things, neither consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the desert and rivers. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I just want to say today that we're going to kind of like title this more or less this video as well as this audio recording as saying a new chapter has begun. And the reason why that I'm titling this is because that I am just so extremely grateful each and every day for being able to be in my right mind. I am still in my right mind. I am still encouraged to go on by the grace of God. By the living grace of God, I have no look back spirit. And even though today is a another day of being my birthday, but it's another day of being saved. It's another day of being alive in Christ. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are past, were past. So yesterday has gone, a new day has begun. So when you give your heart and life to God, the best gift that you could ever receive on a natural birthday is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Let this day be your day of receiving Him as your Lord and personal Savior. Don't let this be another chapter and then you're doing the same thing you were doing yesterday or the day before that. This is not just another day. It's another day that you are still alive. It's another day that you can live saved. You can live with peace. I wake up and I still have peace down in my soul. I can wake up and I still have joy down in my soul, down in my heart. There are people right now that are my age, even right now, that are not, they are already dead and already gone to eternity. Some died without no hope, no Christ, nowhere. But yet today, I am in Christ. That's a new chapter. That's a new chapter of new opportunities, a new chapter of doors opening. I appreciate God for all the opportunities that He gave me last year and the year before that. But you know what? I thank God for last year, but I also thank God for this year. And I thank God that I am yet in the land of the living. Folks, listen, I am beyond encouraged right now that I'm able to sit here and could talk to you all, still breathing, still alive. I have no regrets of the decision that I have made to follow Christ. And I thank God that the old things, that's why I'm not going to remember the old past life. But this is my life. And I'm spending it with God. This day, by the time anybody would ever get this message, I encourage you, if you're not saved, Jesus loves you. I was thinking about this scripture right over here. And it says here, that it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. And I want to say this to everybody that's out there, regardless of where you're at, you don't have to live in sin. You can have a new life right here and now. If today is your birthday, yourselves, why not celebrate the gift of salvation? You were once bound by whatever it is that you are bound by. Whatever you're bound by today, you can be broken free today. The breaker is here. The mender is here. I go further than that. And the healer is here. He can mend your broken heart. He can heal your broken heart. So if you're thinking about committing suicide, or if you're thinking about if you're living in depression, or whatever, or if you're thinking that life ain't worth living, or this is all I know is partying and everything else, you don't have to live that way no more. You can have a new life in Christ right here and now. You can have a new life in Christ. The old things, the old life, the old habits, the old whatever it is, are all past. And this is your new chapter. This can be your new chapter. This could be your new legacy. What a better way to celebrate a new year with a new life in Christ. What a better way, by the time somebody might get this, this may be 2023 at the moment, but it may be 2024 later. But the seed is planted right here and now. So my encouragement to you is this. If you are not saved, well, what is saved? Well, the Bible says that in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, Mary, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Jesus' people are truly saved from sin. And if you're not saved, now is the acceptable time. Because tomorrow ain't promised. Today ain't even promised either. They always say, well, tomorrow ain't promised. Well, you know what? Today ain't promised either. You can lose your life even now. So while the blood is warm in your veins, you can receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. Why not give him a chance? I certainly have. And I'm going to tell you right now, I have never regretted it. And my friends, if you choose Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you will never, ever regret it the day you got saved. When you look back at this, if today you got saved tonight, or if you got saved this afternoon or wherever, if God is talking to you, you may not know what it is, but I'm going to tell you what it is. If you're hearing that still small voice, let me tell you something. God is giving you a chance right here and now. Why not take it? Why not take it? So my friends, thank you so much. I'm praying for you. I love you all out there. I appreciate you all very much so. Give Jesus a chance. Let him be the Lord of your life. If you are not saved right now, I encourage you to get down on your knees, wherever you may be at, and say, Lord, I'm asking you to come into my life. Listen, before I even go further than that, the old things are past. Okay, my old life. Well, what old life could that be? If you're part of, I'm going to say this with all due respect, if you are part of the LGBTQ, that is of the devil. You can have a new life in Christ where that old life, that sexual confusion is gone. And now you are clothed in your right mind. While the water is troubled, you don't have to live like that no more. You can be set free. When you wake up, do you realize what deliverance can do? Deliverance brings about a peace that you never know. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is truly good. Praise be to God. I praise God. You can praise God. You can wake up and you don't have to take another sip of alcohol never again. Don't have to lie ever again. Don't have to cuss ever again. If you just give him a chance, if you just give yourself to him, you'll never regret it. So what I'm encouraging you to do, if you, wherever you may be at, if you're not saved and you know God's talking to your heart, you can say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Come and save me. And don't just say words. This is not just say words. No, mean it from the depths of your heart. Lord, if you come and save me, I am, for the rest of my life, I will live for you. For the rest of my life. And I'm going to tell you once again, my friend, you'll never regret it. So to end this, I want to thank everybody that's out there. A new chapter has begun. This could be your new chapter. Thank you so much for all the birthday wishes. I thank you from all. I love the love that you all bestowed upon me. But you know what? The love that you all give me will never compare to the love that Christ gave me. He gave me the ultimate gift. That is eternal life. So if you want eternal life, it is available to you today. I love you. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. And may the Lord truly bless you and may he keep you. God bless.
Thank you for listening, and may God bless and keep you.